fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, the 26th day of September, year of our Lord 2017, welcome to the John Moore Show. We'll have open lines this first hour, and hour two we'll have Leon Green. We'll talk about doTERRA essential oils. In prep for tip of the day, and we'll expand on this a little bit, I want to be sure you check your first aid kits. You should have several. One for your home, one for your automobile or truck, and other personal or backpack kit. Each one has going to have different items and some similar items and different purposes, of course. So let's talk. We'll start with the personal kit. This is going to be fairly small. And I recall when I went back into Special Forces in 1979, I made my own little personal first aid kit. I used a small kitchen container that had a lid on it, a nice tight lid that would keep moisture out, about the size of two peanut butter sandwiches stacked one on top of the other. That's about the size of it. I still have that kit, by the way. And it would fit inside a canteen cover, so it was handy to keep it there whenever I needed it. So I had an ACE bandage in there in case I had an injured knee or ankle that I could wrap the ACE bandage around it. Some Band-Aids, some triple antibiotic. Oh, what else would have been in there? A couple of small compression bandages, 4x4 compression bandages, and a roll of adhesive tape. Might have been one or two other things in there, but that's the main things I can think of. Whenever I went out into the bush, both in Special Forces and as a private detective, I would have that kit with me in case I ever needed it. Now, your home kit's going to be or home or base camp. These are interchangeable terms, by the way. Your home first aid kit should be the largest and most comprehensive. Now, at my website, at thelibertyman.com, we do have a section, John's Survival and Tactical Gear. John's Survival and Tactical Gear. And we have quite a bit of items there that are related to first aid. because of Tim Spencer, my webmaster Tim Spencer's health issues, we have not been able to get these things organized, all grouped together, so that all the first aid stuff's together. Because right now it's kind of spread out. We got all the dental stuff together, but then the first aid supplies, first aid kits, are in a different section of John's first aid and tactical gear. So I'm scrolling down right now. There's a lot there, an awful lot. There's the water filters, the Katahdin water filters. They're great. And devices that make electricity from heat, that's pretty neat. So let's see, get past the optics. It has to be coming up here pretty soon. There's several hundred things here, by the way. It's a lot. I sometimes say that if John Moore had a yard sale, these are the things that would be there. A lot of edged weapons and edged tools, farms-related things. They're great. The All-American Quart Pressure Cooker. It's made so precisely you don't need a seal, which is pretty neat. Because every other pressure cooker I'm aware of, they have a rubber gasket, which, of course, could eventually be damaged or and compromised in some manner. Okay, get past all the bows and arrows and so forth, compasses, more edge tools, a lot here, an awful lot. And don't forget the dental stuff. The dental stuff comes up pretty quick on this section. And, you know, a couple of days with a toothache will be a couple of the longest days of your life, I guarantee it. So you want to be sure you have the dental equipment along with your base camp first aid kit. Now, here we go. It's quite a ways down. There's the first two that come up. One is the Elite First Aid, fully stocked GI issue. Now, this is a lot. Now, it looks like that one's been changed. Now, that's one of the problems with dealing with Amazon, is things change. Let's see the next one, Lightning X Deluxe. We'll see if that one's still available. And it is. Thank goodness. this is the kind of thing an EMT would carry when they're going out on an assignment. There was the AMBU bag. We had a first aid class Saturday, by the way. It was the best one we've ever done. AMBU bag, a cervical collar, and let's see. It's $200. It may sound like a lot, but considering what's in there, it's really a good value, I think. Amazon mentions QuickClot as something that you might want to get. And QuickClot, and there's some similar products. QuickClot is the best known of these items that will coagulate and stop bleeding. Most bleeding most of the time. It's Quick, Q-U-I-K is how they spell it. Q-U-I-K, clot, C-L-O-T. They make a special trauma pack that has a quick clock in it, along with some gloves and bandages and so forth. The three main things you do when you come upon somebody that needs first aid is after you make sure the area is secured, of course, is to, let's see, you check to see if the person's awake. Or level of consciousness, do they respond to any verbal commands? Clear the airway and check for breathing. Then you check for circulation. Is there blood circulating? If there is bleeding, is it arterial bleeding, or is it vascular? Arterial bleeding is easy to spot because it's squirt, squirt, squirt every time the heart pumps. The blood squirts out, and that kind of bleeding, you'll bleed out and die in just a matter of a few minutes. Very, very serious, to say the least. So, we're not going to do a first aid class here on the radio, but that's just a couple of simple things. And speaking of first aid classes, when was the last time you had one? We've put on our local preparedness groups, done three of them now in the last year and a half. The first one was a video presentation. It's better than nothing, but not much. The second one, we had a medical doctor, Dr. Brent Caudle, and it was great. We learned a lot in his class. The things that only a medical doctor would be teaching. Dr. Caudle, of course, has had 20-plus years in an emergency room, and there's nothing this man hasn't seen, of course. And then this past Saturday, we had a paramedic do a class, and it was really what we were looking for, hands-on. We had five tables set up with various skill sets that we had to learn for treating broken bones, stopping bleeding, getting people to breathe that stopped breathing, how to secure a person to a backboard. It was great training, and everybody got a lot out of it. We're going to schedule that training again probably in another 5 or 6 months and hopefully get a bigger turnout. Our turnout this past Saturday wasn't that great, but everybody that did attend certainly got a lot out of it. So where do you get your first aid training? That's a good question. Now, Missouri, we have ambulance districts. They're freestanding political entities that have their own funding. It changed everything dramatically in the state of Missouri once that came about. And if you talk to the head of your local ambulance district, if you have that in your state, find out if they do first aid training, if they do one, the next one is scheduled. If they don't have one scheduled, then get one set up for your group. It could be a family group, neighborhood group, church group. It doesn't matter. Or just promote it to the public and see who shows up. Sometimes fire departments and paramedics are grouped together. It depends on what's going on in your area. Same thing applies. Talk to whoever's in charge about what any upcoming first aid classes. If there's not one coming up, see if you can get one set up. Red Cross does put on first aid training. I took my daughter to a Red Cross class when she first aid class. I believe she was about 12 years old, and she did quite well. In fact, on the written test, she outscored some of the adults that were there. I was very proud of her. Junior colleges, another possible place. Hospitals, another possible place. So if you want to get first aid training, there's a way to get it done. There is, and I encourage everybody to get first aid and CPR. Typically, it's two different classes. And we do both with our local preparedness group. We have a paramedic do CPR class, and then we have another paramedic who's probably going to be our permanent instructor at this point in time do our first aid class. So getting back to the list of items at my website, there's a going down the line, the next kit down is smaller and more compact. It says light and durable for camping, hiking, and car. Let's see if it's still there. And it is. This is a $20 kit. It has a black nylon zipper bag. It's your choice, black or red. And it's got some nice first aid supplies in there that would help you to take care of the kind of things that would happen in the bush. A long list of different items in there. Bandages, sting relief wipes, alcohol towelettes, tape, gauze, a Mylar medical blanket, and so forth. You get a lot for your $20. Okay, and let's see. There's a Jumbo Matic First Responder EMT kit. Let's see if that one's still available. And it is. This is a big bar. $350. There's things in there you really do need training on. That's before you attempt to use them. I would not encourage people to get any of these kits, especially the big ones, without proper training. you can end up hurting or killing somebody. This is serious stuff. It really is. And with, if you're going to be treating strangers, the threat of pathogens and any body fluid, no matter which body fluid it is a clear and present danger. You need to know how to protect yourself if you're treating a stranger or even somebody you know, as far as that goes. Anybody could have bloodborne pathogens that you need to make sure that you don't come in contact with. Serious stuff. It really is. Very serious. So this kit here looks like, out of all the ones offered at my website, is clearly the largest and most comprehensive of all those kits. There's a lot there, an awful lot. And if you got it, you can use it. If you don't, well, let's see if there's a Sam split in there. They probably have a list of, well, it's a long list. I'm not even going to try to go through this right now. Yeah, I learned about SAM splints this past Saturday. It's a it rolls up into a compact roll about as big as a couple pairs of socks, maybe, and it's got a rubberized coat covering on it to make it comfortable against your skin, and then inside is some kind of bendable, foldable metal that allows you to bend it and fold it in different configurations to make a splint, to splint a leg or an elbow, an arm, or whatever needs to be splinted. It's been injured or broken. Pretty neat little device. Something we will be getting we don't have here in my kits or is an AMBU bag. That's AMBU, Alpha Mike Bravo Uniform AMBU bag. It's a way to help get air into a person's lungs if they need help breathing or not breathing at all. Be part of a CPR procedure to have an AMBU bag and have two or three, maybe three different size face pieces to fit anything from an infant to an adult. Something I saw for the first time Saturday was a spider strap. This is what's used to really properly secure a person to a backboard for transportation. And I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you get somebody tied down with a spider strap, you can turn that backboard upside down, and they will not fall off. They're just going to be held very securely in place, ready for transport, and to make sure that no further injury can be sustained by this person. There's a couple of things you might want to use also. One's called a Servi-Guard, and then there's Stiff-Neck. There's different devices that can help when you got the person on the backboard to make sure that their neck, their spine is secured from movement and further damage. Very important stuff. Very important. Good training. And some of the mysteries of what paramedics do, how they do it, why they do it, were certainly answered by our instructor as an experienced paramedic, and answered all the questions. That's a sign of a good instructor, that instructor can answer, encourages questions, and answers all the questions. And, very important. Now, here's the deal. Say you're out for a weekend at your retreat, your homestead, that you spend weekends, as many weekends as you can, and your husband is out with a chainsaw cutting down some brush, and you hear the chainsaw stop and you hear him scream. Chainsaw accidents are common, and they are very dangerous and very deadly. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
We'll You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 26th of September. This past Saturday, I learned how to take blood pressure. I never had learned before. I learned how to take blood pressure. It's not a big deal, but it's a valuable skill. We got a caller on hold here. We got Dan in Hawaii. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, John. Thank you. I wanted to mention something I feel it's really indispensable in any kind of bug-out pack. You mentioned toothache earlier. I had a toothache several years ago, and as you probably know, it can really overtake your life.
Oh, yes.
When it becomes inflamed. And I had a friend that I just met at that time. He was a retired attorney from Maryland. One of the smartest men I ever met. And I was over at his house, and it was just overtaking me. And he said, well, this is, you know what you need to do? You need to take naproxen sodium, and which there's different trade names for it, Aleve, Alive. This is at Walmart.
Right.
And then they have a less expensive brand called Equate. And he gave me 250 milligram pills of naproxen sodium. And it takes about 30 minutes. And that knocked down that inflammation, because it's really the inflammation that causes the serious pain.
Right.
And within a half an hour, I was 50% better, maybe 60. So I always have that around. And in my pack here, I always have naproxen sodium. Thought I'd share that with you.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, that should be part of everybody's kit. Yeah, but this guy got it in mind. Okay, Dan, anything else?
No, that's all. Thank you, John.
Okay, appreciate the call. Thank you. Going back before the break, I mentioned your husband's out there with a chainsaw, and you hear the chainsaw stop and hear him scream. If you have the training and have the equipment, you can save your husband's life because you can stop the bleeding and get him secured until he can get more detailed and professional medical help, because an ambulance is on the way, or you transport him to an emergency room. If you don't, you don't know how to stop the bleeding, your husband's going to bleed out and die right there in front of you. Not a very good situation, but that's my reality. I get the social events around my area here, and interact with men and women of all ages, from their teens to their 80s and even into their 90s. And I know this is pretty common among my neighbors for them to be missing a digit, a finger or a thumb. It's pretty common, actually. I would say maybe 1 out of 20 is missing part or all of a digit because of an accident they've suffered at some point in their life. Women also, by the way, not just the men. Yeah, you live and work on these farms and ranches. You're engaged in activity that is quite dangerous, dealing with equipment that can injure or kill you. And that's just part of being on any ranch or any farm anywhere on the planet, especially if you're dealing with equipment. If you're not dealing with equipment, the chances of injury or death are dramatically reduced, of course. But most farms and ranches, they do have equipment, tractors, all the accessories that go with the tractors, chainsaws, various pieces of carpenter's equipment and tools that are used, and so forth. So it's a reality. It's a very serious reality. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much. All right, we are back. Jim, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 26th of September. My website is thelibertyman.com. If you're a new listener, we have a fun project we've been working on now. We started about 3 years ago on this, but this beginning of January this year, it really took off. The fun project that we're participating in, that you can participate in, is finding images in television shows and in movies, images of continents with new coastlines. It's a long and growing list. Many films, feature films, with the first one that was found was The Godfather, 1972. And many more since then. You can go to my website, thelibertyman.com, scroll down the left side, and you'll see those images listed that you can look at yourself. Fascinating project. If you decide to participate, all you need to do is do what you do anyway. Watch movies, watch television shows. When you find an image of a continent with new coastlines, get that image to me. As a thank you, you get your choice of any of my five DVDs. It's a fun project, and I think this list is going to double and triple. I think it's highly likely at this point that it will. Also, of course, at my website are energy cleaners. Once again, for your new listeners, we'll talk for half an hour on this, the second half hour of the first hour, Thursday. But in the meantime, you can educate yourself about the energy cleaner. It's a healing device, puts out a healing electrostatic signal, and we focus on joint pain, arthritis pain, back pain, if you have pain from those kinds of things, well, the energy cleaner will probably help. Getting a great night's sleep, it'll probably help there also. Only $285 shipping included. I use mine every night. This is my home business. I'm picking up a fresh supply of energy cleaners this morning from Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer. When you place your order, I'm the guy that boxes them up and ships them. I do that myself. And I take them to the little country post office at Cherryville, Missouri, and put them on the counter. Every time I set one of those boxes down with an energy cleaner on the counter of the post office, I feel like I'm striking a blow for liberty, quite frankly, because I know there's going to be another person who have more energy to do more things to help all of us. I really do feel that way. It's a great feeling. Do your homework. You can make your selection at my website for your energy cleaner and your mattress pad that goes with it right there at my website and place your order using PayPal. The most secure way to make any payment online. I really like PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. My toll-free order line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Talking about first aid kits. I've been mentioning some of the first aid kits that are listed for sale at my website under John Survival and Tactical Gear. Bottom of the list is an interesting kit. It's small and compact, $50. Request first trauma and auto emergency first aid kit with quick clot blood clotting bandage. This could be a lifesaver. It looks fairly small. I can't really tell exactly the size here, what this thing is. Let's see if it gives the size. Here it is. It's 7.5 by 3 by 5 inches. That's pretty compact. That would fit in the cargo pocket of your cargo trousers. It's still compact. Has a pair of nitrile gloves in it. Wound and cleaning piece of equipment there. Quick clot sponge to help stop the bleeding. SWAT T stretch wrap and tuck tourniquet with one sterile gauze pad, and then we got a roll of gauze bandage, a roll of medical tape, and the bag it goes in. This is basically a trauma kit, is what this is. Stop the bleeding. That's what this is meant to do. Stop the bleeding. And for $50, you could save somebody's life. Pretty neat. Well, there's a Sam split. I just got to use one of those for the first time Saturday. $10 shipping included, 36 inches long. You can even cut it if you need to cut it. But this is a way to make a splint, a SAM splint. Lightweight, reusable, waterproof, compact, versatile. 36 inches long. Looks like it's about... it's 4.25 inches wide. I was going to say 4 inches. It's about 4 inches wide. Pretty neat. Something would be very helpful if you need that. They've got a... there's lots of things. Amazon has many, many first aid supplies. A very extensive listing of first aid supplies. Sometimes I'll go to eBay also to find things, especially if I want to buy stuff in bulk. Sometimes you can find stuff in bulk packages by the case or by the carton at Amazon. Sometimes you need to go to eBay. Sometimes you need to go to the manufacturer or distributor. When you're buying things in case lots, there's typically a pretty good savings, sometimes a substantial savings, depending on what it is. I know a quick segue here. At my local supermarket that I go to, I've got to know the manager of the supermarket, and I found out that not the perishable items, fruits and vegetables, but processed foods, something like almond butter, for example, that if I buy the almond butter in a case lot, I can get a substantial savings, and it applies to most of the processed foods. And sometimes it can be very substantial. I've had discounts of 30% and 40% buying things in a case lot. So you may or may not be able to do that at your local supermarket. I would talk to either the department manager or the store manager about buying things in case lots. Of course, the supermarket I go to is a little country supermarket. We all know each other. And it seems like it's easier to make things happen in a small town based on personal connections than it is in a big city where you're pretty anonymous most of the time. But getting back to first aid, you have to have the kit. You have to have the training. I've been a first responder at several automobile accidents. The worst one I observed personally, I didn't need to respond because there was already responders taking care of it, but I've seen some pretty serious things in my time driving. We got a caller on hold here. We got Jimmy Jensling. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Wonderful.
Talking one of my favorite subjects right there, stopping bleeding, and I'm going to kind of upset the apple cart for some of our first aid company's providers. The little quick clot pouches that you buy, you'll see them on there. They'll say like 1 ounce, 4 ounce, and pay, you know, $40-$50 on some of those things. Everybody's got a feed store around. I know you've got at least two close by.
Right.
And if folks will go in, and I found this out, believe it or not, from our vet. We were talking first aid one time. And if you'll go in, now this particular company is the one that he recommended because it's the same one that makes the quick clot that goes in the first aid kits.
Right.
But at your feed store or veterinary supply or anything like that, there's a company called Durvet, D-U-R-V-E-T. And you can... What their product is called is Blood Stop Powder.
Right, right.
And it costs $6.04 for a pound.
Right. I've got a couple of bottles of that stuff myself. It's basically the same stuff they use on people, but at a dramatically different, lower price.
Right. And I've used it a couple of times on myself.
How hot was it?
It was hot.
The original quick clot formula was very hot to the point where people were, you know, really in extreme pain. They've got a new formula that's supposedly is not quite so hot for the quick clot. That's
right.
What they say anyway.
Now,
but if it saves your life, I'll put up with some pain, you know, to have the bleeding stop and save my life.
Exactly. It's just like a Kevlar vest, you know. Everybody sees in the movies a guy gets hit 4 or 5 times and laughs at the cops and starts shooting back. That ain't happening, folks. I'm living proof. I took 3 rounds from a .45 in a boarding that went bad from about 10 feet. And I went down like a sack of wet sand. And there's nothing that can explain the pain. But I was alive. And... what was telling me.
How about a sledgehammer to the chest? Does that explain it?
Try telephone pole with Mickey Mantle swinging.
Okay, gotcha.
Now the thing, the part I was going to add, our vet passed this on to me. Buy that, and then everybody has got some old bottles of aspirin around. I've got 5 or 10 at least that go out of date. And what he suggested is take the bottles of aspirin, and if you've got a little coffee grinder or something, you know, for grinding your old coffee beans, powder the stuff and put it in a medicine bottle and label it as to what it is. And put that in your first aid kit along with a bottle of this quick clot in a medicine bottle. And he says, if you've got time, you know, it's, the person's injured and you're not in a firefight or whatever, if you will sprinkle the aspirin on the wound first and kind of pat it in and then put the quick clot down. He says, first off, the aspirin's going to numb the nerves
right
in that area,
right,
just like it's supposed to do. And then putting the quick clot down on, he says it will lessen the reaction. It won't lessen all of it, but I guarantee you when I used it, oh, yes. If anybody wants a good example of it, go see the movie Shooter, and right in the beginning where the sergeant, the gunny, is shot, and he's in the car wash in the FBI car, and he pulls out the field kit.
That's right.
And he rips open the quick clot and pours it. His reaction is probably spot on.
Right, right. I remember that scene. That's one of my favorite films, by the way.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I haven't followed the series they made out of it. Can't give any insight on that, but that is indeed one of my favorite movies.
Well, I watched
anyway,
the whole series.
I'd pass it on.
The series is pretty well done. They give a very cursory attention to the skills that go into precision marksmanship. It's a flash on the screen. It may last, I'm going to say, 8 or 10 seconds at the most. Because there's a lot of knowledge concerning and mathematical formulas that go into that level of precision marksmanship.
It is. It's when I teach people and everything about long-range shooting, I explain to them that everything out to 700 yards is a piece of cake. Then the math kicks in. And, you know, people will kind of look at me and go, 700 yards is a piece of cake? And I said, yeah, because everything out to there, it's still pretty stable. It's just basic math. And
right.
It says once you get beyond that, then you have to take into effect of spin drift, which is the gyroscopic effect of the bullet. And the one that throws everybody off is when you mention Coriolis effect. And they go, well, what's that? And I says, that's the movement of the earth. And it's amazing to see the expressions that I get, because of all of the math that you're calculating, they're constant with the exception of Coriolis effect.
Right.
That is affected by the angle at which you're shooting, northeast, southwest. Everything changes. So it's fun. It's fun.
Right.
And but I just thought I'd toss that in on about the blood stop, John.
Right. Well, if you have any students who believe in the flat Earth theory, they won't be worried about Coriolis because the Earth
never
they live on doesn't spin.
Yep.
I know a couple. I know a couple, and I point out to them. I said, in order for what you say to be true, every aviation pilot on the planet would have to be part of the conspiracy and have two sets of charts, one to fool people with and one to really use.
Huh?
Yeah, it's a bizarre mindset. It really is. But there are people who
yep.
believe it. It's strange. Well, thank you for the call, Jimmy. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Have a good one. Bye.
Okay. Yeah, the Coriolis effect. That's our planet does move at 1,000 miles an hour. That's just a fact of life, and in the long-range precision marksmanship, the Coriolis effect does enter into the calculations. Well, getting back to first aid, you need the equipment, you need the training, and hopefully you would never need to put it into practice, but it's one of those things that you, if you need it, you're going to need it real bad. Yes, and little tricks like that. Jimmy mentioned crushing an aspirin and putting it on the wound before using the quick clot. If there's time to do that and you have the aspirin, hey, by all means, do it. Red cayenne pepper is not quite as effective as quick clot, but cayenne pepper will help stop bleeding also. You can also put cayenne pepper in your socks in the wintertime to help keep your feet warm. How about that? Pretty neat. Another use for something you only thought you'd use for cooking occasionally. There's a lot to this first aid stuff. A lot to learn. You need to know which equipment is appropriate for your purposes, for your base camp, for your motor vehicle, for your personal use when you're out in the bush, on a field training exercise, or in actual real exercise, real-world exercise, we call it. Different kits for different purposes. And everybody should have their own, everyone on your team should have their own personal kit whenever they go out into the field. And if they are injured, you use their kit on them. You don't use your kit on them. You use their kit on them. That's the way that works. So your kit is kept intact for your personal use. Obviously, if they don't have one, you use your own on them. But the ideal thing is for each person to have their own first aid kit so that that kit can be used on them to deal with whatever needs to be dealt with. And just because you took a first aid course 7 or 8 or 10 or more years ago doesn't mean you don't need it again. You do. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion on my show from now until August. If you mail me a postcard, you may get the opportunity to buy an energy cleaner for $70 off retail. $200 of the purchase price goes to Republic Broadcasting. We have a drawing for this promotion every other Thursday. The details are at my website. Just click on the orange sticker on the right side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. Thank you very much for listening, and hope you can get those postcards in. Have a great day.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 26th day of September. How mundane is talking about first aid? It's pretty mundane stuff. Unless and until you need it. It's just one of those things, isn't it? You're driving along, going to your next destination, whatever that might be. and you come across an automobile accident. There's no first responders there. There's injured people. Possibly a small child has been injured. You're the first person there. What are you going to do? Well, obviously you dial 911, assuming you got cell phone service. There's still, believe it or not, many places in the country where the cell phones don't work, and I live in one of them. If you're not trained and equipped to save that child's life, that child's going to die. Now, you don't have any responsibility to save an innocent life. It's not something you're mandated to do. It's something that you can and should do, in my opinion. And most states have what's called Good Samaritan laws that protect you legally if you're attempting to save innocent life. So that should give you some peace of mind, knowing that even if you fail, you're protected under Good Samaritan laws for attempting to do the right thing for the right reasons. In my opinion, every American should have first aid training and should carry with them first aid equipment. Obviously, that's not happening and never will happen, but I'd like to see it happen. That would be a worthwhile goal, to get as many people trained and equipped as possible to deal with that kind of roadside emergency, which happened. These things happen hundreds of times a day all over the United States. And granted, our first responders are wonderful. As soon as they hear about the incident, they get there as quickly as possible. But with arterial bleeding, for example, a person's going to bleed out in about 7 minutes at the most. Could be quicker. And the response time for most paramedics most of the time is going to be longer than 7 minutes, especially in rural areas. In the city, well, they're covered up. I have had friends who were EMTs taking people to emergency rooms because they have a sore throat. That's once people figured out they could get a free ride in an ambulance and free treatment in the emergency room, that's what they started doing. They've been doing that for decades now. It's basically ate up the time and resources of the ambulance services in these major cities. It's simply the way it is. So, yes, get the training, get the equipment. We got a top of the hour break coming up here. Well, Leon Green should be with us, assuming he's available and not off doing some exotic fun training someplace, which he likes to do, and God bless him for doing so. He's a great guy and is getting some very impressive skill sets. We'll be talking about doTERRA essential oils. Those should be in your kit also, in your master kit, the one you keep at your base camp. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Here's something here.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.